Blog Talk Radio.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myth of going barefoot, is a full-time barefooter of over 15 years and veterans legal advocate, your host, Nick Pierce.
Welcome back to another edition of the Barefoot is Legal Radio Show. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. For those of you that may not know, I am a full-time barefooter of over 15 plus years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet over 12 years ago. I'm the head of MP Media Group. I did a radio show called The Business of Arts, Music, and Entertainment for a few years, where I empowered up-and-coming artists in the entertainment business to advance their careers. I'm also a victims legal advocate, standing up for the human rights that we as barefooters have, and the new head of BIL's Legal Services Department. Now, for many of you, you may have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons, some of you for cultural reasons, others for health or medical reasons. Even though our reasons are different, there are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, rules, regulations, or dangers about going barefoot in public. Whatever the reasons are, want to hear your stories, want to hear your excuses, your troubles, your adventures, call in, share your stories, experiences, reasons, whatever issues you have. If you want to be a part of the show today, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be a part of the show. Get on the air with us. Our live chat room is open at freedomizerradio.com. Also, check out our website, barefootislegal.org, and our Facebook page and Facebook groups. just go to our go to Facebook, type in Barefoot is Legal. You want to join the group? You're a barefooter, interested in living the barefoot lifestyle? You can interact with other members of the barefoot community throughout our broadcast and after. If you live a barefoot lifestyle, join us. Join the group. It's a private group. It's a closed group. You have to be a member. But our public page is open for everybody to see. But now if you do join our Barefoot is Legal group on Facebook, keep in mind, this is not a fetish community. So for all you heavy breathing fun seekers out there, this is not the place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. We are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. And with that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes if you are wearing them or still have any at all, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together on this program. Again, the call-in number, 319-527-6208. 319-527-6208 is the number to call. Press 1 to be in the host queue, and I'll bring you on the air. You know, we've been talking a lot the past few weeks about the BIL community and also our event coming up. I did it, Barefoot Challenge, coming up next weekend. Now, the BIL community, as I'm now calling it, we're not going to be next to last. See, we will no longer be second class anymore. That's what I'm here to help you. We're not going to be bullied anymore. I'm here to empower you. This seems to be the big new thing, the whole anti-bullying movement. I mean, we should latch on to this one. Why not? See, we're an entire group of people that are judged, misunderstood, discriminated against, and bullied. Now, before we move on, we're not the type that are being bullied. We need our safe place. See, it's not like your typical, oh my God, my feelings are hurt, and we need a safe place to quiver. No, no, no. We members of the BIL community just want to be accepted as every other member of society, just like every other human being is now. So I understand that you will always have those closed-minded, ignorant, inbred people with the hate towards accepting anything that does not agree with their upbringing or their brainwashing, their beliefs. See, some of them may have grown up. They see people you know, there's really no hope for them. I mean, I'm talking about the hypocrites in our society, the hate mongers, the misinformed, the unwilling to listen, the unwilling to learn, the unwilling to open up their minds, the unwilling to come to terms with the fact that there are people out there that are different. They don't want to come to terms with the fact that they're part of a diverse society. They're part of a mix of immigrants, homosexuals, people of color, people of different religions, cultures, even different gender-confused, questioning individuals who don't even know where they need to piss, and people with medical conditions. They may not be able to walk or run as good as someone else, but these hate mongers, there's some self-proclaimed superior complex of theirs. Yeah, it's their misinformed self-proclaimed superior ass. When people say things like the no shirt, no shoes, no service, or they get in someone's face about being barefoot, a couple of things are happening with that person. So I was thinking about this. I think it's that person is inferior as a person, and they need to make someone else feel like they are less of a person, so they feel better about themselves. That's just one thing I think is really going on. See, they're also demonstrating ignorance of the law. See, now, if they're in the food service, or they use things like the health department rules, that, you know, they give you a reason they can discriminate against you because of that. What they're really saying is that they really don't know about food safety. And maybe they're not qualified to serve or handle the food that you're about to eat. To me, it sounds like they're also telling you that you're, you know, go ahead and tell your friends about how bad we are. Post it on social media. File a lawsuit. Contact the State Civil Rights Commission, the ADA. Alert the media, because we don't care about your money. We don't want your business. They don't care about their paycheck, their company they work for, the bottom line of that company, the customers, and so on. See, it's funny because I do a lot of research. And we also do a lot of communicating with different businesses. One instance that came up, and I was shocked to hear the reply. I guess the parents had an issue with the children having to wear socks and paying all this money to get into an entertainment complex. Leave it at that. These people have a complex. So I guess there was a parent or someone that wrote a letter to them. They shared it with the radio show here. And the whole gist of their letter to this entertainment complex was because, you know, a children's birthday party, they spend all this money. Most kids wear flip-flops or something in the summer. They take their shoes off to use the bounce rides and stuff like that. Well, I guess an entire party was a little miserable, or they planned a party and they decided that they don't want the family there for, you know, because, oh, the kids, you know, they have to take their shoes off to ride the bouncy rides. They'd all have to wear socks or something. It was something silly. Where I guess this company just didn't want the family's money. Well, it turns out they don't want a lot of people's money. See, in a reply back from that company to this parent that was coordinating a party, and the gist of the first email that went out, and the family copied it when they sent the response to me, was pretty much that, you know, I mean, why would you require all these children to wear shoes when we're spending all this money and blah, 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 and they're just there to have fun, this, that, and the other, plus some of them for, I guess, whatever the religious reasons were, would not wear socks and blah, blah, blah. If they wear sandals, they have to take them off to go on the rides. And they had a problem with this policy that this place had. And so I guess because of the whole religious aspect, it got sent to my show. And the reply from this place, quite shameful. You ready for this one? The reply back, the entertainment complex, Scene 75 is the name of them. Oh, I'll call you right out on the air because your letter is shameful. You signed your name to it and you typed this, and what you sent in an email, dear Derek, thank you for sharing your concerns. There are many regulations and codes that Scene 75 must follow and as mandated by the state of Ohio. The health department has implemented the rule that all patrons must wear socks while in the inflatable area. Sanitation is a concern in any business, and we will continue to practice these policies. There are many issues that could be thought of as discrimination to religious groups. Ready for this one? They couldn't just leave it there. They couldn't just say, we have a policy. We want your children and whoever else in your party to wear socks. They just had to come at this person. They continued, say, there are many issues that could be thought of as discrimination to religious groups. We are open on Sundays. We serve pork in our restaurants. We play music in the building, serve alcoholic beverages, etc. It would be impossible for us to operate on a daily basis if we were to abide by all the beliefs and ideas. For that reason, we ask that we limit the individuals that are permitted in our establishment. This includes certain religious groups, homosexuals, and people with medical conditions that we may feel be a safety hazard to other guests. Can you believe that one? They go on to say, again, this is not about discrimination, simply a rule that is keeping sanitation and safety of our guests in mind. Have a nice day, Tammy Lindsay. Tammy, shame on you. Shame on you. Where do you come up with something like that? To blatantly put that in an email as a reply back to this family. How dare you? There you have it, folks. Scene 75, right in Ohio. I know they have one around the Dayton area. Turns out I just looked them up again. They have one down by Cincinnati. Hopefully not that long. You know, you hear a lot of, I've lived local in this area. I think that's why the gentleman reached out to me, said, hey, listen, this is what my family's dealt with. Wrote me a letter, an email, said that, you know, I mean, he listens to the broadcast. Thank you for doing what you do. This kind of may hit home. Oh, it does. See, over the years, I've heard a lot of rumors about that place. And you hear of a lot of different rumors when it comes to places that attract children and all that. I'm not going to go into that on the air. What I am going to focus on is this issue right here. This is the mentality that businesses have. Now, of course, yeah, we can get the legal department after them. I think that wouldn't be a bad idea. I did advise this guy to file a complaint with the, Civil Rights Commission, if that's the issue. Yeah, I'm not a lawyer. I'm a victim legal advocate. I'm not barred to practice in any state, but boy, I know the law. That poor guy and his family, those poor kids, the poor party, all the other parents. There you go. I think there was 15 or 20 kids or something that were going to attend that party. And there you have it. You see, in going through the newspapers lately, there are tons of articles. Fewer diners going out to eat in the business section. How to get better customer service. Skip your rage. Double amputees can't get to cats' graves. Milkshakes and manslaughter. That was a great one. I mean, not a great story, but quite sad of what happened. Kind of goes back to the bullying thing I was talking about. See, with this one, there was an employee of a Dairy Queen. He was bullied so much by his manager. He was forced to scrub the floors with a rag on his hands and knees. Couldn't even use a mop. He was bullied. He was bullied at work. He was 17 years old, trying to get out in the workforce, get a job, pay for a car, maybe go to college. And Dairy Queen manager Harley Branham or whatever, took it a little too far. He was convicted of manslaughter for bullying. Why? Because it turns out the person that he bullied killed himself. That's a stretch in the law. But apparently the courts were able to prove that this manager was directly linked to the 17-year-old Kenneth Sutner was his name, who killed himself because he was bullied by his manager. Now, the reasons why he was bullied, I'm not sure. Doesn't really go into it. Happened last December. There's an article. It was in one of the newspapers. Milkshakes and Manslaughter was the name of the headline. Dairy Queen manager on the hook for teen suicide. Bullied him so much. So the 21-year-old manager bullied this 17-year-old kid so much. See, people get into a position of power. They think that they can sit there because they have a name badge and, as I say, the keys to the celery. If they bully their customers enough, if they treat their customers bad enough, they chase business out of the stores, they walk around with their name badge, they may get another key, maybe to the carrots, maybe to the deli counter. Maybe they'll get to tell people to clean the slicer. Maybe they'll get a key to the meat department. Because these overzealous employees just sit there. They chase customers out of their stores. Well, they bully their employees. I'm the manager. I'm going to make you do this. Well, now he's on the hook for manslaughter. Convicted. He's going to jail. I think he's in jail already. Prison. Where do they put those wonderful creatures? Cage them up somewhere. But that's crazy. Now, I did a little research. I know a lot of people in the area. This one was going to be very easy. And through different connections, I was able to speak to one of the cooks in the kitchen at this wonderful entertainment complex. Yep. She turns out that in my own little digging to find out a little more about this we serve pork and we don't care mentality. On their menu, they serve alcohol and all that. You know, it makes you wonder, if this is how ignorant the people are that are running the place, how does their staff run the place? So I spoke to a cook in their kitchen, did a little research on them. They have a high food cost. they don't have a big turnover on vegetarian, vegan dishes that are on the menu, the gluten-free options. So it's kind of scary when you find out exactly what's going on behind the scenes. So the turnover on these items is very low. And after a while, in order to sell it, they just often have to sell it practically in its spoiled condition. That's scary. Barely suitable to eat. I asked the cook. I said, well, would you eat this? He goes, bah, we don't eat this. You know, there's certain items on the menu that we eat. But they need to make a profit. So why, they're spending so much money offering all these menu options to people, and they're just serving spoiled food or throwing it out once it gets too old. They said, once it reaches a certain time, we don't want to really handle it anymore. That's how bad it gets. But until it really gets to that point, we'll still serve it. You know, just enough to scoot under a health inspection. But, these gluten-free meals and all that, they were talking about that too. In the same vegetarian items. Now, how they prepare the food is crazy. See, they're worried about safety. They're worried about, in their letter, the guidelines and regulations that they follow, you know, over socks in a bouncy ride area for a bunch of kids. But this is crazy because they also stated that the gluten-free meals are not really gluten-free. It's the same as the regular stuff. They just don't shelve that stuff anymore. They still advertise as gluten-free. Vegetarian items are cooked in the same grease, the same pans that chicken, beef, and pork are cooked in. Often cooked in the same pan at the same time alongside with meat. That's scary. So not only do they want to drive away the diversity in their establishment, they're also going to get the ones that do show up to eat there, ones they let in the door. We'll just let them get sick. That's sickening, folks. Businesses try to use these excuses for different things. They try to say that, oh, it's because of these health regulations. That it's because, in the meantime, you're talking to the people that serve the food, and they're not following these regulations. It's like they walk around like in their own little world. It's like, no, we want to pick on people. We'll get them sick too. We'll try to keep customers out of the door. The ones that show up, well, then we're just going to, we're not selling the food fast enough and it's spoiling. So hurry up and serve it. I mean, I can't imagine what that kitchen looks like. Because they're all too worried about socks. They're all too worried about a kid's party wearing socks on a bouncy ride. I mean, are these people out of their minds? Where's their priorities? And to state such a thing in a response back to this family. Well, at least they had the guts to sign their name to it. See, sometimes a lot of places when they try to communicate, they'll say stuff like that. They don't even have the guts to put their name on it. Kind of like half the hate mail I get. You're an idiot and blah, 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 blah. Dirty hippies. Rah, 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 rah. They have fake book pages that they set up just to send this stuff out. I guess because they're too chicken to put their name on it. And it's scary that a cook in their kitchen would actually, even vegetarian dishes are cooked in the same pan, sometimes alongside the beef and chicken and stuff, around other meats, Yeah, when it's real busy. Back up. Yeah, but that's only when it's real busy. How busy does it normally get? Well, it depends on the night. Yeah, well, if you have 20 people that want to ride, jump around on inflatable castles and dragons, if you're chasing them away, then that's not going to help you. So no wonder why we're busy once in a while. It's funny. Yeah, businesses will say, this could be a very good case. I mean, what if the children got hurt slipping and sliding around because they're in socks and they fall and get hurt because the business made them do it? Well, last week I was talking a lot about that. Businesses have been sued over requiring customers to wear shoes or put something on their feet, and then they get hurt. They get injured. They get hurt, and that's it. Business is liable for that. People have won in court. Businesses have lost over lawsuits where they've required patrons to do that. So, Derek, I hope you're listening. because, you know, go ahead, put all the socks on you want. Guarantee you'll probably own that place after a while if enough of your party get hurt. Not that I want anybody to get hurt, but you see my point. See, I mean, when you're told to put something on your foot, what you hear is that, you know, and you hear that a lot. You know, there's a whole bunch of different reasons for it. You know, do you have flip-flops? Like, that flip-flop is going to protect your foot. Like the pickles falling off the shelf, all of a sudden your foot's invincible, protected because of a little leather or a little strap or something on top. Oh, we have dark areas in the store or in whatever, and it could, you know, you could bump into something. So you have to make sure you put a flip-flop at least on or something. What is that? That was a response that came to me once. Well, if it's dark and we have dark areas and stuff like that where there could be obstacles, we don't want you to bump into anything. You know, if you can't see where you're going, you have to. It's like, wait, what? What is that? Like all of a sudden shoes have like headlights on them or something like that. Take them up on that offer. You know, and the safety of other customers. I mean, come on. Some of this stuff is just ridiculous, folks. I mean, like flip-flops. And it's funny because they go on about sanitation and health code and stuff like that. Flip-flops shoot dust up from the floor onto the food that people eat. But that's okay. Tracking in your dirty boots, grease and all that. Come on, keep suing us. Keep suing us. Yep. This is all for safety. We don't want to be sued. In the meantime, the businesses are getting sued because they're making people do this. Case after case after case by the hundreds. Businesses are losing. You think they catch on? Like I said, we have rights, folks. We have the law on our side if we use it and use it right. The law will protect us and find the businesses that refuse service. The law will protect us against discrimination and prejudice. The law will protect us from the hate. The one who is barefoot for religious reasons. The one who is barefoot for cultural reasons. Barefoot for health or medical reasons. Even just for personal choice and their own safety. The law will protect us. But we're just getting started. Coming up to the top of the hour. Which means that no one dropped off a suitcase full of cash yet, so we have to sell sponsors. When we come back, more. Call in number 319-527-6208 if you want to be a part of the show. And that's 319-527-6208. I'm Nick Pierce, listening to Barefoot is Legal. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books. listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
In an ever-changing world of political mayhem, raging storms, natural disasters, and growing global discontent, you want to get the real facts on how to prepare for as many situations as possible. Hi, I'm Rich Fleetwood, founder and executive director of SurvivalRing.org, one of the largest and oldest survival and preparedness websites in the world. At SurvivalRing.org, you'll find thousands of free downloads on every prepper topic known to man and many most haven't thought of. From first aid to storm and fallout shelter plans to alternative technology for when civilization seems to want to fade away, you'll find over 25,000 unique titles available for connecting the dots and preparing for anything. We have survival history, preparedness science, community safety, authentic field training and real-world experience, and more facts than you can shake a lit road flare at, especially for those dark and stormy nights. Come and see what we have, ask questions, and let me find solutions to your current worries. SurvivalRing.org, where our motto is study yesterday, prepare today, live tomorrow. Survival is a lifestyle, but you have to live it to make it. We can help you and your family exclusively at SurvivalRing.org, online since 1997.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and bone means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic! Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
Barefoot is Legal Radio. Again, I'm Nick Pierce, your host. If you want to call in, 319-527-6208 is the number. That's 319-527-6208. Press 1 if you want to be a part of the show. We're here, dispelling the myths and empowering you to go barefoot in public. See, before the break, we're talking about this business that just doesn't want people in there. I mean, we're talking about the gross ways they run their kitchen and what they do to food. But they're all worried about the health department and the regulations that they need to follow. When it comes to little children wearing socks on bouncy rides. You know, a couple weeks ago, I went on about some of the businesses that are closing. How malls chase customers out for all these different reasons. And now stores are pulling out. The malls want to fill their property. But one thing that stuck out, and I got a lot of mail on this one, is the hate mail that comes in. And during the break, I decided, you know what? I was thinking about this one, and I figured, let me pull the clip from one of our previous shows about this letter that someone sent in. Because this is the mentality of businesses. This is the mentality of people that will go to extremes to chase customers out of their stores, become extremely rude and irate towards them because of what, a medical condition, because of the way they look, because of the religion. I mean, it's actually gross what some people say. So I pulled a clip, and this was a letter from a person that ran a chain of food stores that sent this in. And what I did was I beeped out everything. This is actually a clip from the radio broadcast I did a couple weeks ago. So this way we got rid of the names. I mean, yeah, we'll protect the ignorant once in a while. I mean, we don't want people going there and burning his stores and protesting in front of it. I mean, if he wants to run himself out of business, go ahead. No need for people to go there and hate back. So for his own protection, we kind of bleeped out some of the details that he disclosed in the letter. I mean, he did give his name. He told us where he worked. He was very forthcoming with that. Just to make a point that he does not want customers in the stores. So here you go, folks. And this was a letter from a guy that ran a food chain. And I'm going to go ahead and run this right now for a little bit.
Greetings, Nick. First, I would like to congratulate you as the new host of the Barefoot is Legal radio show. I myself am a small business owner. I founded my company in 1998 called and now have 5 locations throughout the... I'm very sorry to hear that you feel that businesses have some animosity towards your people. Yes, that's what he said. As a business owner, I do everything I can to get people in my door. However, I want my customers to present themselves in a respectable way as to make my customers feel comfortable in my establishment. I do not want men in sleeveless shirts. I do not like tattoos. I think people with body piercings are unclean, and gay customers make me gag if I see them touch or even get too close together. You may not know what I have had to go through every day just to make money. In the past year, I had to build a new ramp to make accommodations to people in wheelchairs and restripe my parking lot to make room for van access. $3,000. Cost of ramp, $2,300. I had to fix 2 refrigeration units because the food was not being held at a proper temperature that was in accordance to the health department, which cost me over $8,000. I had to rebuild displays, but I think he meant I had to rebuild displays in all my locations, 5 of them, to keep peanuts and other nuts away from our products because of peanut butter allergy and, in quotes, capital letters, nuts. $600 per location, totaling $3,000. The list never ends. Not to mention chip card terminals that all my registers that I am at all my registers that I am still paying for just to make money. Do you really think that I have to make another accommodation just so you can celebrate your gods or parade around to make people feel sorry for you because you cannot wear shoes? Now, that is crazy, folks. How much money does one need to spend to be burdened with the financial responsibility that comes with this now? This is the biggest batch of bullshit
ever. I need to make money, not lose it to morons that cannot fucking walk. And need electric chairs to run over people in my aisles. Food segregation so peanut pussies don't swell up and block the aisles like the fat welfare fucks that fill their carts with pop and chips once a month. Okay. Now, Mr. Fucking Know-It-All, give me one of your straightforward answers. How much is all the rhetoric you talk about going to cost a small business owner like you, I think it meant like me, to shop in my store? Can you save my location in that I may have to close in 2 months? And he ends it there. Well, that's very interesting. After all that, boy, folks, this guy is so far off left field. So that was a clip from one of my previous broadcasts. That's a letter that was sent. And, I mean, just the sheer hate behind that guy. I mean, he's complaining about having to invest in his business to make money. And he even stated in his letter that he may have to close in a few months. I mean, that was just crazy. Oh, I like the message board here. Yeah, when I go to my messages here, in my sessions here, it says, you know, yeah, I did cut it. I cut it there. But yeah, no, there was a great reply. I mean, sometimes you just don't have words for people like this. Oh, I had plenty of words. Should I play it? I can play it. Of course. Yeah, I'll pull it up right here. Yeah, here's my reply to this guy. Since I guess it was so classic, I don't think I could ever try that one again. I mean, sometimes you just look at this and you just say, oh, people, I just do not have words for that. But apparently I did have plenty of words. I'm getting the clip sent to me now. Yeah, go ahead. We could play it. Go ahead and play it. Sure. I think that one is beeped. If I did say anything, yeah. If it's the replay of what we did last time, yeah. Mm-hmm. First, this does say a lot. Okay. First, where do you even start with this? See, first, I want to say only you can change your business. It starts with your attitude. You have the worst attitude towards your customers I have ever heard of. You know what? Honestly, there may be no hope for you. Your mindset, your mind is just set up for failure. As a gentleman, though, I will reciprocate congratulations on the success of opening 5 locations as a small business owner. But as far as all your expenses that you complain about, that's the cost of doing business. If you don't like it, close all 5. Forget about just one. Just take out all 5. My personal opinion of you, though, and I'm sure once my listeners hear this, they will agree, is that you really don't want to succeed. You impose your own standards on your place of public accommodation, but you think your customers are just some teenage daughter that you want to control, but yet you don't respect. Okay? Now, as far as your whole little story there, you want people in your store? Well, number one, the warmer weather is coming, my friend. It's coming around. And if you don't want people in sleeveless shirts in your store, see how successful your stores will be in the Arctic Circle or Antarctica. Yeah, open them up over there. Because, hey, there, even the penguins and puffins will dress up in tuxedos to raid your spoiled fish and your busted-ass coolers that your bitch complains about fixing. And all in the name of food safety. I know. You're in the food business. That should be your number one concern. Now, let's talk numbers, though. You seem like a man of numbers. You rambled off a lot of different figures in your letter to me. So let's start with the 61% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 40 years old that have tattoos. And if you don't like that, really, You don't want a slice of that American apple pie? And if you are so bent out of shape making your stores accessible to people that are in no shape to walk for whatever their reasons are, then open up a crematorium. Just do it. And then you can light them on fire based on your attitude. See, why be bothered with them? Hey, you don't like people? Just light them on fire. That's what you should do. You should be in the cremation business. So you don't have to be bothered with it. But I will tell you this, Mr. dot, 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 dot. Most of those people that are not able to walk or get around to your standards, and really they just want to eat food that you sell, have most likely fought in wars to defend your right to say such ignorant and hateful things that you have displayed on my show today. So I will let you know that, and I want to tell you one more thing. I hope you're listening, and I know my listeners are listening. As far as your perspective on what you call welfare fat asses that block traffic in your anorexic health food aisles, be glad that the government gives them money to shop in your store, because you already do not like 61% of the population, and adding another 34.5%, which is what the welfare population is right now, 34.5%. They are given money only good for the goods that you sell. And you want to toss them out? What does that leave you with? Now, already, you don't want, if we do the math, 95.5% of the population, you don't want them in your store, which leaves you with 4.5% of people you may do business with. And I say maybe, because here's the big one, my friend. Maybe, because I'm sure that the other 4.5%, I'm sure that there's some gays in there. And I'm sure that they don't all receive welfare, and they don't all have tattoos. And some of them may even be underweight. So they're not blocking your aisles. However, you don't like their PDAs. So these underweight, homosexual, non-food stamp recipients that do not grab on them, I think that maybe that'll average about 1% left. 1% that you may accept in your store. And if only 1% of the community that you hate shops in your stores, I gotta tell you, you are fucked, my hate-filled friend. But to answer the question about your financial fear if you have to let someone without shoes in your establishment, it's actually going to cost you nothing. In fact, in that model, you make money. Let's look at it this way. If you discriminate against someone for religious or medical reasons because they're barefoot, the cost to you are heavy fines, my friend. So take that and tuck it up your hate-filled ass. And with that, I am ready to move on with this one.
Yeah, there was. That was a great reply. I'm glad you dug that up. Yeah, I think sometimes you just can't recreate it. Sometimes when the words come to you, they come to you. Because, you know, with businesses like that, what are you going to do about them? You know, what's funny, you know, these businesses that just chase customers out of their stores. I mean, now, I'm going to go through something real quick with you, though, in our time together. Because we're almost, we're coming up to the last half hour soon after the next break. So, I mean, time goes by quick, and there's a lot of material out here. See, in the case of, like, malls, where we had, I think a couple weeks ago I rambled off some letters. Some back and forth communications from different people in General Growth Properties. Huddy Olson, one of the general managers there, back in September of 2010, the mall will continue to make sure that only customers that meet our standards are able to shop with our retail partners. Went on corporate communications, decided that someone who has a medical condition that impairs their ability to walk or see where they're going, security is trained to make sure that they leave the property safely. I mean, another person, wrote back in another communication from GGP that the goal is to keep retailers in our spaces, not customers. It is their job to get the customers in the door. There's other entrances to the occupants the customers can use so they do not have to be in the common mall portion of the property. How well did that work, though? JCPenney, 140 locations. Macy's, 100 of their 675 stores. 150 Sears locations in Kmart's closing by the, early 2017. The Limited, gone, 250 stores. Wet Seal, gone. American Apparel, 110 stores, gone. And it also affects the restaurants around those. I mean, if you look at Outback, Carrabba's, Applebee's, Chili's, Ruby Tuesdays, Buffalo Wild Wings, it's like the ripple effect. You get rid of something that's the destination for someone. You get rid of that destination point, and you start to destroy everything around it. So if you go to a mall to go to Macy's, Sears, JCPenney's, and then when people are done shopping, they want to go out and eat, or they want to eat while they're shopping in between trips, in between stops. I mean, that's what food courts are for, just to snack on something. Garbage. Ugh, food court food, terrible. But there are options around there. There are options to go out and eat. Options for Italian, Mexican, steak, burgers. Well, I don't know about Carrabba's. It's like Olive Garden, fake Italian. I mean, you can't tell a New York Italian that Olive Garden's Italian. I don't know what it is. I mean, what? Unlimited breadsticks and salad. It's great. But once you eliminate the destination point where everybody flocks to that area, or that everybody flocks to that area for, you get rid of the secondhand, you know, you get rid of the second part. Whereas people are there, they're going to eat. People get hungry shopping. People get bored shopping. It depends on who you're shopping with. But the malls decided that, we don't want them. They can figure out other ways. These companies that are closing, that are abandoning these malls in droves, spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to get customers in the store. They spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in rent to be in that store. And the people that are in charge of the property are deterring the customers. They're saying, hey, you can't see our security's trained. Get out of here. Medical condition, get out of here. We don't like your religion, get out of here. We don't like your public displays of infection, get out of here. I mean, how do you become a jewelry store and you don't like public displays of affection? I mean, if anything, buying an engagement or wedding ring is probably one of the most romantic things around. For me, it's just expensive. Waste of money. Never worked. But that's fine. But oh my God, if you get too close to someone and we don't like your sexual orientation, security is going to have you escorted off the property. I mean, God forbid, two men are kissing after they bought each other an engagement ring or whatever it is. Well, security, someone's happy, get rid of them. Homos in aisle 12, oh my God, everybody. Someone in a wheelchair, get rid of them. They may be a vet. The behavior is disgusting. And it happens with barefooters too. Discrimination, bullying, you name it, it happens. And the BIL community should not take it anymore. Done, fed up. I know the phone lines are lighting up. I recognize some of these numbers. I know exactly who you are. You want to come on here so I can wipe your ass with my airwaves? Not today, folks. Not today. You're going to call, talk about how dirty we are. Same stuff. Same stuff. We have no rights. Whatever. We're not going to have that kind of a show this time. I have an hour and a half. I'm sure. Oh, there's a 937 number right there. I bet that's probably that one that wrote the letter from scene 75. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe that's her. You know what? Maybe on the next commercial break, I'm going to look up that phone number. See who it comes back to. Wonder if it's Tammy Lindsay or something like that. Yeah, Tammy Lindsay. Miss, thank you for sharing your concerns. There are many regulations and codes that Scene 75 must follow to maintain, as maintained by the state of Ohio. The health department has implemented rules all participants must wear socks in our inflatable area. Sanitation is our concern in any business. It would be impossible for us to operate on a daily basis if we were to abide by all beliefs and ideas. For that reason, we ask that you limit the individuals that are permitted in the establishment. This includes certain religious groups, homosexuals, people with medical conditions that we feel may be a safety hazard to our other guests. Oh, it's not discrimination. Simply a rule that is just keeping sanitation and safety of our guests in mind. Have a nice day, Tammy. Tammy, you are going to have a miserable day. You're going to have a miserable career now that I mentioned this. How dare you? Shame on you. All over socks. Socks, 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 socks. Little children need to wear socks. We serve pork. We play music. We serve alcohol. Scray every legend. My name is Tammy. I work for Scene 75. You're an idiot. You are. Diversity. Cultural. In the meantime, your cooks are sitting there in the kitchen scamming your customers. It's fraud. Misrepresentation. Tammy. Well, there you go. You wanted children in socks? Well, now you have to deal with the vegans, the vegetarians, and the gluten people. And the homosexuals that you don't want in there either. People in wheelchairs. Whatever your crazy disability reason is. You know, that you think people are dangerous. Well, you cook chicken with your vegetables that vegetarians order. Pork, whatever. There you go. Now you just pissed off the Jews and the Muslims, too. You should be proud. There you go. Your own cook just said, yeah, the pork and the beef, it's all in the same pan. Whatever. Hava Nagila, Jews. Eat your pork grease and your chicken or whatever it is, according to your cook. Shame on you. Exposed, Tammy. There you go. Oh, don't hang up. Oh, that's okay. I wrote your number down. I wrote your number down. I'm going to look it up at this commercial break anyway. You can't hide from me. Shame on you. Anyway, bottom of the hour. You know what that music means. No one delivered that big suitcase of money yet. Come on, guys. Send me a suitcase full of Bens. Need a bunch of Benjamin Franklins, and you don't have to hear these commercials anymore. I'll fill the network in on a cut. I'm on the straight up and up. 319-527-6208. If you want to contribute to the show in a positive way, well, we're going to screen some more calls during this break. Kick a few more people out. Be right
hey,
back.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
In an ever-changing world of political mayhem, raging storms, natural disasters, and growing global discontent, you want to get the real facts on how to prepare for as many situations as possible. Hi, I'm Rich Fleetwood, founder and executive director of SurvivalRing.org, one of the largest and oldest survival and preparedness websites in the world. At SurvivalRing.org, you'll find thousands of free downloads on every prepper topic known to man and many most haven't thought of. From first aid to storm and fallout shelter plans to alternative technology for when civilization seems to want to fade away, you'll find over 25,000 unique titles available for connecting the dots and preparing for anything. We have survival history, preparedness science, community safety, authentic field training and real-world experience, and more facts than you can shake a lit road flare at, especially for those dark and stormy nights. Come and see what we have, ask questions, and let me find solutions to your current worries. SurvivalRing.org, where our motto is study yesterday, prepare today, live tomorrow. Survival is a lifestyle, but you have to live it to make it. We can help you and your family exclusively at SurvivalRing.org. Online since 1997.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic! Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
Welcome back. 319-527-6208 is the way to join the show. Press 1 to be on the air. We cleared out our queue. And we also have a lot of great questions coming up. We during the commercial break,
took a few questions while you were listening to our wonderful sponsors. 319-527-6208, Justin from Alabama. Maryland, I'm sorry. Maryland. Barefoot in Maryland, Justin. He had a question for us about, you know, as far as businesses and laws and how, you know, businesses. He's apparently been barefoot for about 6 years now, full time. Congratulations. Hope you're enjoying it. And thanks for joining us today. And I hope you're enjoying the show. Well, one of our listeners didn't want to come on the air, but just wanted to share a general question that may be a benefit to some of our other listeners. And pretty much his question, he lives in Maryland, and recently he's had an issue with a new store that opened up. Well, hey, new stores that open up, if they don't make it in the marketplace, even though they just opened, they can just close too. So, you know, listen to one of my broadcasts on that one. I know we were talking about as far as being an ambassador maybe back in December on one of my previous broadcasts as far as, you know, grand openings and stuff like that. It's a great opportunity to meet all the higher ups in a company that join a grand opening. But in this instance, one of the objections that they had was they literally chased him out of the store, thinking that they could be sued if he got hurt because he was barefoot. And Maryland is one of those states that's, as far as a lawsuit for injury, if you do get hurt in the store, it's a contributory negligence law, and it's pure contributory negligence. And what that pretty much means is that if you take action against an establishment, if you get hurt because you're barefoot, you're at fault to a certain degree because you chose to go in there barefoot. And you've probably heard me talk before about, you know, different elements that need to be established when it comes to, you know, the liability of a business and how a business really doesn't have any major role in, you know, every aspect of a customer's safety. Just to simply put it, we can get into that in more detail, but specifically to your state in Maryland, and there's a number of other states, and I know Maryland for a fact, it's pure contributory negligence. And what that pretty much means is that if you get injured and you're even at 1% fault, the business is not held liable. Now, in some states, it's 51%. And there is a couple other states, Maryland, in your instance. So you can't take action against the store, or the store's not going to lose. Now, keep in mind, of course, barefooters want their freedom and their rights to go barefoot. They're not going to file lawsuits if they get injured because they were barefoot and they hurt their foot. I mean, that's just common all the way across the board. But Maryland, Washington, D.C., District of Columbia, North Carolina, Virginia, and I believe it's don't hold me to it, Alabama? I could probably look that up. But they do have what's called pure contributory negligence when it comes to being able to prevail in court. And no business has ever lost, not that there have been any cases where a person intentionally barefoot in an establishment ever brought a case against any court. But that's just it. So really the business and you can definitely talk about that with their legal team or the higher ups there if you want to pursue that. You can also contact us through our group. Barefoot is Legal does have the legal service department and also corporate communications. I run the legal service department in Barefoot is Legal for the organization. And Nick Deutschman is the head of corporate communications, also the Midwest regional manager. So in a case like that, if you're even 1% at fault, so in other words, you chose to go in barefoot, should you ever bring action, which from, of course, you never would based on what you're explaining. And but it's just a concern that a business had, and they were all whipped up on this legal action thing. They would win. You would lose as the barefooter. So just throwing that out there. Also another question as far as public accommodation law. Someone does have serious ankle issues, and this is Julia. And Julia, thanks for listening. I'm going to answer your question real quick on the air while we still have time. As far as the ADA, I guess it was a public accommodation, and because of her disability, unable to wear shoes, and she's been doing a lot of research the past year since she's had this medical condition, and finds it's easier and still has, and even has a doctor's note where she's not to wear shoes for the medical reasons, which is great that you got that. Glad you found a doctor to write that note for you. It's actually not that uncommon. A lot of doctors will write prescriptions and notes of the such. But as far as where to find it in the law, there are different laws that vary state by state when it comes to civil rights, but with disability and medical issues. That's if you go to the U.S. Department of Justice. The U.S. Department of Justice, the ADA, it's 28, Part 28 of the U.S. Department of Justice Civil Rights Division that governs all the medical disability rules and all that. So definitely take a look through that. Places of public accommodation. Pretty much businesses, whether they're private or publicly owned. A lot of times that may be an objection. We're private property. We're a private business. We don't follow laws. No, they do. You can listen to previous broadcasts in our archives. Just go to freedomizerradio.com. Listen to the, you know, search the Barefoot is Legal show. You can also check them out on the website. There's a whole archive of all the radio broadcasts that we've done. And that's barefootislegal.org. Just click on the radio show link, and you'll be able to hear all the past episodes with me and the previous hosts that have been doing this over the past years. But if you go to the U.S. Department of Justice, just Google search it, and it's 28 CFR Part 36. It's all the public accommodation laws when it comes to people with disabilities, and that will show you all the information. If you're also a member of our group, our Facebook group, if you join there, and again, I say it's a private group because this is not a fetish community. This is here to dispel the myths, empower people, and give them the tools that they need so that they can go barefoot in public. Go to Facebook and join the group. Barefoot is Legal, not the public page. In the group, there are ADA cards for the U.S. Department of Justice that will stipulate two basic main points as far as what a place of public accommodation is. They are classified as that, and what the, and it also cites the section of the law that tells them that, you know, they have to make, you know, they have to adjust their policy to accommodate that. So, actually not as scary as you think. There's also a copy of a condensed version that I made of, public accommodation law on the Facebook group. I believe it's also on barefootislegal.org. So definitely check that out. Also by popular demand, a couple more questions. What was that YouTube video? This is from Ryan in Iowa. The YouTube video that was infomercial. Let's see. Oh, that could be the anti-shoe infomercial. And you can check it out on YouTube. Just type in anti-shoe infomercial. It's a video that I shot as my pitch man. Impersonation that goes by the name of Frank Offers, where I did a YouTube video in the form of an infomercial where I was selling the anti-shoe. And I have a clip of that. If you go to YouTube, just search anti-shoe infomercial. In fact, I may be able to pull a clip. Actually, why don't we play it real quick? We got some time. We'll lighten this up a little bit. And again, here's a little clip of the anti-shoe infomercial, Ryan. I'll play it on the air for other listeners to hear it, but you can also find it on YouTube. I think it's under Check Blair, under NP Media Group is the account it may be under for YouTube. But here, I'll go ahead and play it real quick for you.
Hi, Frank Offer here for the anti-shoe. Anti-shoe is a great way to solve any foot problem you have or could possibly get. Anti-shoe will eliminate athlete's foot, ingrown toenails, bad foot odor, nail fungus. It even helps eliminate joint pain, ankle pain, back pain, and knee pain. This miracle cure is 100% natural and is as old as mankind. Are you sick of hurting your feet squeezing into uncomfortable, costly shoes? How about the awkward balancing act that is just dangerous and could ruin your day? Let's face it, you have better ways to spend your money and the frustration and be healthy while doing it.
Anti-Shoe is not $100. It's not $50. It's not $20 either. It does not even cost you $1. Anti-Shoe is yours free. And even better, there's no number to call, no payments to make, and no shipping and handling charges.
Here's how Anti-Shoe works. First, just remove whatever's covering your foot. It's that easy. Act now and double the offer. Take off the other one.
People everywhere are using Anti-Shoe, including Hollywood's elite. Here's what an Anti-Shoe user has to say.
I love using Anti-Shoe everywhere I go. No more back pain, very comfortable, no more shoes.
There are no laws, no health department rules, and no safety issues against the Anti-Shoe. Anti-Shoe is perfectly legal, so don't be fooled. Using Anti-Shoe increases your awareness and helps you avoid dangerous hazards and costly medical bills, just because you know where you're stepping. With Anti-Shoe, you'd be aware of where you were walking. And look at this mess. Shoes are dirtier than your feet. You never wash your shoes. You wash your feet hopefully every day. Instant satisfaction guaranteed. So enjoy the healthy, natural benefits today. Start using Anti-Shoe now for free.
Well, there you have it. Okay, Ryan, I hope you enjoyed that one. Yeah, that's just the audio extracted from the video on the YouTube channel for just go ahead and YouTube or Google Anti-Shoe infomercial. And that still comes right up. That thing was probably made about 7 years ago. So I'm glad that has a little longevity and it's still around. And I mean, we could dive back into all this legal stuff if you want. I mean, we have about 10 minutes left. How we handle them? Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Bridget has a, you know, the as far as the scenarios and all this about, you know, confrontation in stores and different places. And a couple weeks ago, we did I do these scenarios called How We Handle Them. And the one about, this one hasn't been replayed yet on the show. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Why don't we do that one? Sure. Why not? We got 10 minutes. So, yeah, we'll lighten it up a little bit this weekend. Everybody's probably a little too hungover after St. Patrick's Day to really get too legal-minded and really, you know, it's going to give people a headache if we keep talking about the law. Yeah, go ahead. Keep messaging. Yeah, I'll answer your questions. And, you know, feel free to join the chat room, freedomizerradio.com. Taking chats there, too. But, yeah, here, check this one out. How we handle them.
And now it's time to play How Do We Handle Them?
Oh, I am next in line at the register.
Excuse me. I can't serve you without shoes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I can't juggle fire.
But you're barefoot?
Oh, well. I would probably start by using my hands to practice juggling at first anyway.
I mean, I cannot ring you up and collect your money.
Well, maybe we should join a support group to help us in our flaws. For now, why don't you try to use the cash register without shoes on your hands?
Today.
Yes, there you go. The silly little scenarios that we run into and just pretty much how we want to handle them. I mean, sometimes those are just the thoughts that go through my mind when people hear, you know, when I hear people talk about stories about, you know, oh, this person said this to me and this, that, and the other. I mean, sometimes I think, even though it may sound ridiculous, what they're saying, sometimes just answering with a ridiculous answer may help. But anyway, I mean, what can we do? What can we as the BIL community do? Well, first of all, we got to stand together. We got to step up. We got to say that, you know, we're not going to take this anymore. And that's why I'm here with you once a week, to empower you, to dispel the myths, so you can live a barefoot lifestyle. The laws protect you. Now we can go back on the legal stuff. I know some of you may be too hungover for that. So we got a bunch of questions on that. I mean, you know what I'll do? I'll put all your questions together for the next episode. And this way I can just answer them all, one at a time. Bang, bang, bang. Right in a row. Because, I mean, there's a lot to cover. I mean, with only 8 minutes left, we're not going to get to it all. I mean, we could just barely scratch the surface. Don't forget to check out the archives, though. We still may have time for a good caller, 319-527-6208. I'll be watching. Oh, by the way, that one phone number that did call in was from that entertainment company, Scene 75. Yeah, during that last break, I guess they before the last break, I couldn't get to them, but they hung up. So I guess go ahead, bring it, whatever. I speak the truth, people. It's a copy of the email. Forward it right to me from your email address. So unless Derek doctored it, which I doubt he did. You know, I think it was pretty clear what the message was that you were getting across. I'm sure if you go into your sent box, you can validate that yourself. Oh, no, go ahead. Delete it. Whatever. Go ahead. We can have like a whole email scam now. There we go. Yeah. Go ahead. Unless Hillary's in charge of your emails, I'm sure it should still be in your sent box. So just go ahead and, do with it what you want. Destroy your evidence before that man pushes it any further. Stark, I'm glad you're listening today. I know you've checked in a couple times, sent a message. Thanks for sharing that with your listeners. I really appreciate that. That means a lot to my family. Hey, you know what? Glad I could be of service to you. I have a voice and a microphone. I'm not afraid to use it. A lot of people out there with some great questions. We have a lot of fun on this show. I'm glad that I can be here, though. Where can I find the Barefoot Rights cards? That's a good one. That's a quick answer. Limited time we have together before we end. There's all 50 states. So there should be all 50 states. I think we're missing one or two. I think there's some members in the group that are having trouble finding those. I'm going to go back in later on today when I'm done in the studio here. I'm going to get out, a little thumb drive that those are all on. Make sure that they're all loaded on the group page so that everybody can access them. If there are missing two, I'll make sure I get those up there. Probably just inadvertently forgot to, whatever happened. But if you go to the Facebook group, the private closed group, if you're a member, you'll be able to access what's called our file section. In the file section is a copy of all 50 states, or should be all 50 states, as well as the USDA, U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. DOJ cards. Print those out. They're in JPEG format as well, so you can just save them to your cell phone. For those of you that have smartphones, you can keep a copy of that on you. Anybody gives you trouble, there's a copy of the law. Let them know. Just take that out and say, no, I'm sorry. The reason why I am, and this is, they say it's illegal for you to do. You say it's illegal for them to do. You know, how we handle them. You know, always stay calm, folks. No need to get out of control. Let them get out of control. Let them look like the idiot. When confronted, just simply say, sorry, I don't understand what your reason is behind it. Why? Always find out why. Don't just start rambling off all the laws and the health department and all that. Always find out why. Overcome their objection. Find out exactly what the reason is that they don't want you, that they don't want your money, that they want to discriminate against you. See what kind of miscellaneous BS they come up with. Once you know the why, you know how to argue it. You need to overcome their objection. They say it's the health department. Kindly say, you know what? Honestly, I know that's been believed for a long time. You know where that comes from. It's just to keep hippies and poor black people out of the establishment since the 60s and 70s. Here's a copy of the health department letter if you want to see any proof of that. And they'll just look at it and say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that. And you go on your merry way. It works, people. It works. Whatever the reason is, find out what it is. Oh, but no, the state has laws that say that. You can ask them to point it out. I mean, you could sit there carrying around the book of law and say, here, where do you find it? Have them Google search it. So let's look at that together. Let's see if there really is. Laugh at it. Who told you that? 9 out of 10 times they walk away. Oh, I'm stupid. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just making that up. Like in the How We Handle Them segments. Don't be bullied, people. Stand up for yourself. We have rights. We have a lot of rights. Don't let them take that away from you. Use the tools that we have available. Go to barefootislegal.org. Bring out the cards. Study the articles. Look at the laws. Look at the health department letters. Little by little, they're coming in. We also have coming up next weekend the I Did It Barefoot Challenge. Check that out on our Facebook page, website, everywhere. I mean, over 5 million, 6 million, something like that hits. It's gaining some media attention. It's gaining some publicity. It's gaining a lot of public awareness. Take a look. See what it's about. If you want to participate, give it a try. I mean, we've all seen those Tom's Days Without Shoes, stuff like that. But this is for a different purpose. This is not because children need shoes in Africa and the lions are dying, choking on shoes, and they go to maul the children because the children can't run in shoes. This is to promote awareness. This is because people go barefoot for religious, cultural, health, medical, safety reasons. And that we shouldn't be bullied anymore. We should not be discriminated against. But anyway, the clock is ticking. We're out of time. Thanks for joining me this week. Check out the website, barefootislegal.org. Next week, I'll be back with you every Saturday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern, to hear the live show. If you miss anything, of course, you can check out the archives. Go to freedomizerradio.com. Just search Barefoot is Legal. Google Barefoot is Legal. Also, check out barefootislegal.org. Go to the website. You'll see all of our past episodes there. So stay tuned for Truth Quest coming on right after this. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. Until next time, keep them bare. Enjoy your life. Stand up for your freedom. I hope I was able to empower you. So stay tuned. More great programming from Freedomizer Radio coming up next. Stay tuned to this channel. And catch you next time.